everybody.
平安，大家早。
I'm so encouraged today to see the young adult and the youth leading a singing version today.
看到年轻人今天早上带敬拜，我很受激励。
Let's all give them a hand. Job well done.
让我们为他来鼓掌，为他们鼓掌，激励他们。
Okay, let's read today's scripture.
让我们一起来读今天的经文。
I will first read it in English, and then the translator will lead the congregation to read in Mandarin.
我要先来读英文，然后再请翻译来读中文的部分。
I will be reading from the New International Version.
我是英文的部分是读新国际版。
Luke chapter 12, verse 13 to 21. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store my surplus grain. And I will say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?' This is how it will be with whoever store up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God."
路加福音十二章十三节到二十一节，众人中有一人对耶稣说：“夫子，请吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。”耶稣说：“你这个人，谁立我做你们断事的官，给你们分家业呢？”于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。”因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富，就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰盛，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说，我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Father, we give this time to you.
亲爱的天父，我们把这段时间交在你面前。
May you be lifted up high and be glorified.
愿你被高举得荣耀。
May your blessing be upon the speaker as well as the translator.
愿你的祝福能够临到说的跟翻译的。
Pray for all of us who will be listening to your sermon that will be receptive to your message today.
为我们今天在你面前领受你话语的来祷告，愿我们的心能够来谦卑领受你的话语。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告都是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
I realize that very often when I preach a message, I do not pay attention to those who are seekers who are not yet Christians.
很多时候我在讲道的时候，我发现我都疏忽了那一些在有身体有病痛的，或是不是基督徒的人群。
I think it's important for me once in a while to preach a gospel message.
我想很重要，一段时间，就是长长的一段时间，我应该来讲一讲关于福音的信息。
So today's topic is, what if there's no tomorrow?
所以我们今天的主题要来说，如果没有明天。
Last year was I went shopping at a Chinese supermarket in New Jersey.
去年在新泽西州，有一天我去一家中国超市购物。
The lady cashier was very kind enough to tell me something.
有一个收银的姑娘，她很好跟我讲一件事。
But what she said shocked me.
但是呢，她所说的话却让我心里很沉。
We offer 10% discount for seniors.
他说我们对长者有提供九折的优待。
I ask her, what do you mean?
我问他说你是什么意思啊？
So if you are at least 60 years old, we offer 10% discount.
他说如果你只要是60岁以上的长者，我们都提供九折的优惠。
I was talking to myself afterwards.
我付款后，我自言自语。
I am really getting old.
我真是老了。
She was the first person to ask me whether I was a senior.
她是第一个认为我是长者的人。
I almost descended a long spiral.
我的心几乎沉到谷底了。
How soon it would be when I have to start thinking about if there's no tomorrow?
我在想说，还要多久我要开始想，如果没有明天的话。
Today, Simon basically addressed one question.
今天的讲到基本上要讲一个问题。
If there is no tomorrow, what should I do today?
如果我没有明天，那我今天当如何？
Let us look at the biblical background before we go into the passage today.
让我们先来看今天的经文背景。
Today's passage is a very unique record in the four Gospels.
今天的这个记载是在四个福音书中很独特的。
It was only recorded in the book of Luke.
只有在路加福音中记载这件事情。
It was one of the four main teachings in Luke about wealth.
这段经文是路加福音四段有关财富经文之一。
The story or the parable was a response to a person's request to get a share of inheritance.
这个故事的起因是因为有人希望主耶稣帮助他与弟兄来分家产。
We can divide today's passage into three main parts.
我们可以把今天的信息分为三个部分。
Verse 13 to 15 is a prelude, the cause of the story.
13节到15节是讲到起因。
And then from verses 16 to 20 is the parable of the rich fool.
16节到20节是讲到预言。
And then verse 21 was a conclusion of the story.
而21节是这个故事的一个结论。
Let's go into the content today.
让我们来看今天的内容。
And answer the question.
让我们来回答今天要问的一些问题。
What if there's no tomorrow? What should I do today?
如果我没有明天，我今天当如何？
And according to the passage, we will look at looking after one's body as well as looking after one's soul.
根据今天的经文，我们要来看我们需要照顾肉身，也需要照顾灵魂。
Verse 19.
19节。
And I say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.
然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
The rich man definitely looked after his physical body.
这位财主他是非常照顾他的肉身的。
And the Bible used four descriptions.
圣经里面用了四种方式来形容。
He relaxes.
他安安逸逸。他吃。
He drinks.
他喝。
He seeks a merry life.
他快乐的生活。
Everybody has basic physical needs.
每一个人都有基本的肉身生存需求。
Food.
吃。
Drink.
喝。
Clothing.And shelter.
行,
However, according to the psychologist Abraham Maslow,
但是根据亚伯拉罕马斯洛这一个心理学家的说法,
he has a hierarchy of needs.
他有一个需求的层次。
These physiological good needs are right at the bottom of our human needs.
这些肉身的需求基本上是在最底层的。
The rich man overlooked his spiritual needs.
这个财主他忽略了照顾他的灵魂。
God put a spirit in a human being he created.
神在他所造的人的里面放了一个灵。
People have emotional as well as spiritual needs.
人有情感上也有灵魂上面的需求。
The spirit in people urged the yearning to seek after and communicate with the creator.
在人里面的那个灵让人有一个渴慕要去寻求认识那位创造者跟他有交通。
The rich man's soul cannot be satisfied merely by eating, drinking, and having a good time.
这个财主他的灵魂基本上没有办法用吃喝享乐来满足的。
In fact, the spiritual yearning does not decrease with the increase in one's wealth.
事实上，我们灵魂里面的一个需求不会因着我们财富的增加，那个需求会减低。
If there is no tomorrow,
如果没有明天的话
we not only look after our physical body.
我们不只应该要来照顾我们的肉身。
We also look about our spiritual well-being.
我们应该也要来照顾我们的灵魂需求。
What is the application today?
今天的应用是什么呢？
You know, I like telling stories.
你知道我很喜欢说故事。
Let me tell you about the story of the American businessman and a Mexican fisherman.
让我跟你们讲一个美国商人和墨西哥渔夫的故事。
American banker was taking a much-needed vacation. In a small coastal Mexican village.
有一个美国银行家，他到墨西哥海边一个小渔村度一个他很需要的假。
He met a fisherman docking in his boat with several large fresh fish.
他碰到一个墨西哥渔夫刚打鱼回来。
And the banker was impressed by the catch and asked the fisherman.
这个美国商人看到船上那么多那么大条又新鲜的鱼，就问了这个墨西哥渔夫。
How long did it take him to catch them?
你要花多久的功夫能够抓到这些鱼呢？
And then the fisherman replied, only a little while.
渔夫回答，一会儿功夫而已。
And the banker then asked him, why didn't they stay here longer and catch more fish?
这个美国银行家就问他说，为什么你不多留久一点，多抓一些鱼呢？
And the fisherman replied, he had enough to support his family immediate needs.
可是这个渔夫回答，我打了这些鱼已经够我一家人来吃了。
The American was very curious and asked, "What do you do with the rest of your time?"
这个美国商人对他的生活很好奇，说：“那你剩下来一天的时间，你都做些什么呢？”
And the fisherman replied,
渔夫回答
"I sleep late.
我睡得晚晚的
Fish a little.
我打一会儿鱼
Pray with my children.
我跟我的孩子玩一玩
Take a siesta with my wife.
我下午再跟我的老婆睡个午觉
Stroll into the village every evening."
那每个晚上我漫步到村里去
And then I sip wine.
然后我喝点酒
And play guitar with my amigos.
跟我的兄弟们弹弹吉他
I have a full and busy life, senor.
我有很充足又忙碌的一天
And the banker replied.
那这一个银行家回答
I'm an Ivy League MBA.
我是一个常春藤的气管硕士
I could help you.
我可以帮助你的
You could spend more time fishing and with the proceeds buy a bigger boat.
你应该多花多一点的时间来捕鱼，然后你就可以买一艘大一点的船。
And then with the proceeds from the bigger boat, you could buy several boats until eventually you have a whole fleet of fishing boat.
然后有了这一艘船，你可以捕多一点鱼，你就可以再买更多的船。到最后呢，你可以有一个船队。
Instead of selling your catch to the middleman, you could sell directly to the processor.
然后你就可以不用把鱼卖给那些鱼贩子，而是卖给那些加工厂。
Eventually, you open your own cannery.
最后，你可以开自己的罐头工厂。
You control the product, processing, and distribution.
你可以控制生产，然后加工处理以及行销。
Of course, you would need to leave this small coastal fishing village and move to Mexico City.
哦，当然，你会需要离开这一个小渔村，然后搬到墨西哥城。
And the Mexican fisherman asked.
然后，这个墨西哥渔夫又问了。
But senor, how long will this all take?
那这样要花多久的时间呢？
And the American replied, about 15 to 20 years.
美国商人回答说，大概15到20年的时间。
And the Mexican asked, and what then?
那墨西哥渔夫又问，然后呢？
Oh, the American said, this is the best part.
然后美国商人说，这是最棒的地方了。
When the time is right, you will announce an IPO and sell your company stock to the public and become a very rich. You could make millions.
时机一到呢，你就可以宣布股票上市，然后你就可以把你公司的股份卖给投资大众，然后到时候你就可以几亿几亿的赚了。
Millions, senor, and that's what?
然后渔夫又问：几亿的赚，那然后呢
？The banker replied.
银行家又回答了。
Then you will retire.
那时候你就可以退休了。
You'll move to a small coastal fishing village.
你就可以搬到海边的一个小渔村
And you will sleep late
你就可以睡得晚晚的
Fish a little
然后抓一点鱼
Play with your kids
跟你的孩子玩一玩
Take siesta with your wife
下午又跟你的老婆睡个午觉
Stroll to the village in the evening where you could sip wine and play with your guitar with your amigos
晚上了你可以漫步到村里面去然后可以喝点酒跟你的兄弟们弹弹吉他
And the fisherman replied
渔夫回答说
Am I not doing all this right now?
我现在不都是这样子吗
？And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，Do you just look after physical body at the expense of your spiritual body or your soul?
你是不是只是照顾你自己肉身的需要，而忽略了你灵魂的需要呢
？What if there's no tomorrow?
如果没有明天的话
，You will not just look after this life temporary wealth, but you also look after life eternal riches.
如果你知道没有明天的话，你应该。不只是去照顾短暂的今生的丰盛，而且你会去注意身后永恒的富足。
Make no mistake about it. The rich man prepared for this life.
这个财主呢，他是很注重计划今生的。
Verses 17 to 19.
17节到19节.
He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, this is what I do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger barns, and then I will store my surplus grain. And I will say to myself, there are plenty of grain laid up for many years.
自己心里思想说, 我的出产没有地方收藏, 怎么办呢? 又说, 我要这么办, 要把我的仓房拆了, 另盖更大的, 在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物, 然后对我的灵魂说, 灵魂啊, 你有许多财物积存, 可做多年的费用。
The rich man was a planner.
这个财主呢, 是一个有远见的人。
He had a vision for the future.
他为他的未来有计划。
He planned to expand his barn to store his surplus grain for many years to come.
他计划扩充他的仓房, 收藏他丰盛的谷物, 可以做多年的费用。
He prepared for this life.
他为今生预备。
I think each of us as immigrants to this country, we have planned for this life.
我想我们全部都是移民来到这里的人, 我们都为我们的生活有计划。
We came here and got a degree.
我们来到这里得到学位。
We go to work in a restaurant and help us with the school fees.
我们可能在读书的时候都在餐馆打过工。
And then we buy a car, and when we buy a house, we get married and we have children.
然后我们买了车子, 我们有能力买房子, 然后我们结婚, 我们有孩子了。
We have plans for the future.
我们都在计划我们的未来。
So what's the problem about it?
那这有什么问题呢?
When we prepare for this life, well ahead of time,
我们都是很有远见的在预备今生。
The problem is, the rich man did not even have control of the day ending.
但是问题是, 这一个财主他连今晚都不能掌握。
Verse 20.
20节.
But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life shall be demanded from you.
神对他说, 无知的人啊, 今夜必要你的灵魂。
Life is so unpredictable.
人生无常。
The advance in the medical technology may prolong one's life.
医学的进步可能可以延长一个人的生命。
But it cannot guarantee one would still be alive tonight.
但是并不能保证你可以活过当晚。There's
a Chinese saying.
有一个中国的俗语,
you lay your sandals by your bed and go and then you go to sleep. You lay your sandals by the side of the bed and then you go to sleep.
你把你的拖鞋放在床边然后你去睡觉。You
cannot be sure next morning you put your feet in the sandals again.
但是第二天你没有办法保证你还可以穿上那个鞋子。
Medical technology prolong life, but it cannot guarantee you'll be alive today.
先进的医学可以延长我们生命, 可是并不能保证我们能够活过今天。
My father retired before 60.
我的父亲还没有60岁, 60, 不到60岁就退休了。
But he died at 62.
但是他62岁的时候就过世了。
During the SARS epidemic,
在, 香港流行 SARS的时候,
my good friend passed away.
我一个好朋友也在那个时候过世了。
In Glendale, California,
在加州格兰戴尔那地方,
a person committed suicide on a rail track.
有一个人呢, 他把车停在铁轨上面, 想要自杀。
He didn't die.
但是他自己并没有死。
But the result of the accident, 10 other people died.
却牵连了其他十几个人。
He planned to die, but he didn't die. Other people didn't plan to die, but they died.
他想要自杀, 但是他自己没有死, 却让那些没有计划要死的人死了。
A teenage girl mom was very sick.
一个青少年轻女孩子的妈妈生病，生得很严重。
And then she asked the doctor.
她问了医生,
how long is my mom going to live?
她说我妈妈还可以活多久呢?
He said your mom will live until all the leaves fell down from the tree.
医生跟她说你的妈妈可以活到所有的树叶都掉了那个时候。
That means around autumn, fall.
意思就是大概是秋季的时候。
And people realizing that she was doing something.
然后这个女孩子就去做一件事情。
She went in her garden and tied all the fallen leaves back to the tree again.
她去到她的花园, 把地上所有掉落的树叶再绑回去那个树上。
Thinking that if she tied all the leaves back to the tree, her mom would not die.
她想说只要那个叶子还在树上, 她的母亲就不会死了。
The rich man prepared for this life.
这个财主他为今生预备。
And each of us likewise, we do not have control at the day ending.
但是他并不知道说他连那个晚上他都没有办法掌握。
The rich man cannot carry his wealth into eternity.
而财主也不能把他的财富带进永恒。
Verse 20.
二十节。
Then will get what you have prepared for yourself.
你所预备的要归谁呢？
This very night, if the rich man's life ended.
那个晚上，如果那位财主死了，
Not only he cannot carry his wealth along.
不止他不能带走他的财富。
He cannot even decide who will get it.
连财富要归谁，他都没有办法决定。
Someone says.
有人这样说。
The world is a dangerous place.
世界是一个危险的地方。
Why?
为什么？
Nobody gets out alive.
因为没有人是活着离去的。
What does it mean today?
这是表示什么呢？
For those who are all planners.
对那一些喜欢计划的人。
Who plan for the next step and the step after.
他们为下一步计划以及在下一步计划。
In a place in Kenya, language Swahili.
在肯雅的一个村里。
They have a game between the children.
他们在孩子当中有一种游戏。
It's between the dialogue of two boys or girls.
这种游戏呢，基本上是一个对话，是两个男孩子或是两个女孩子的对话。
The game is called Alafu. If you translate, it's and then.
那个肯雅话是说 Alafu。翻译的意思就是然后呢
One will ask, what are you going to do when you grow up?
其中一个会问说你长大以后要做什么呢
Someone will answer, I will learn a trade.
然后另外一个会回答说我会去学贸易
And then?
然后呢
I will get a job.
他说我会去找一份工作
And then?
然后呢
I will earn a lot of money.
然后我会赚很多钱
And then?
然后呢
I will get married.
然后我会结婚。
And then I will have some children.
然后我会有孩子。
And then I will raise my children.
然后我会养育那些孩子。
And then I will become a grandfather.
然后我会成为一个祖父。
And perhaps, and then I will become a chief.
或许我也会成为一个族长。
And then I will be an old man.
然后我会成为一个老人。
And then when the other person asks, and then what will you do?
然后另外一个人又问，然后呢？
Don't ask anymore.
然后另外一个人说，不要再问了。
And then the conclusion.
最后
some people say,
问话的那个人
you should be thinking of life and death and your soul while you are still young and living.
他会说，你应该在你还活着、还年轻的时候就去思想生命、死亡还有你灵魂的事情。
That's not only after our physical body.
我们不是只是照顾我们的肉身需要。
We look after our spiritual being, our soul.
我们应该要注意我们的灵魂、心灵的需要。
Let's not look after our temporary wealth, but we also look at eternal riches.
让我们不只追求这个今生短暂的财富，我们也来追求永恒。
Third and not last.
第三个
last but not least.
这是最后一个，但是不是最不重要的一个。
Rich before people versus being rich before God.
我们要来看在人前丰富，以及还有神前的富足。
The rich man was wealthy in people's will.
财主在人的眼中是丰富的。
Verse 16, and he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest.
在十六节说，有一个财主田产丰盛。
It described as abundant.
这里形容丰盛。
No place to store.
没有地方可以储藏他的出产。
He has the ability to tear and build bigger barn.
他有能力拆仓房，然后建造更大的。
The surplus can lay up for years.
所出产的这些田产可以足够他多年使用。
And he can eat, drink, and be merry.
然后他可以吃喝快乐。
I think that's what many of our fellow Chinese people would like, right?
我想这些都是我们今天的中国人很希望能够有的。
Being wealthy in people's will.
在人前富足。
I heard that.Some Chinese are so wealthy.
我听说有很多中国人是很富足的。
When they went to buy a house in California,
当他们在加州去买房子的时候
they all pay in cash. They bring the money in a case.
他们都是用现金付款的，他们是提着一箱的现金去买的。
Wow, they're so rich.
Wow, 他们真是很富有。
When I first graduated, I drove a Nissan Sentra. I paid $2,000.
当我刚毕业大学毕业的时候，我
Nissan Sentra，
我开了 Nissan 的 Sentra， 是2000块买的。
I still remember when I go uphill, I have to turn off all my aircon, otherwise it will not be powerful enough to go up the hill.
我还记得当我要开的那部车上山路的时候呢，我要把所有的冷气都关掉，不然那个马达不够力气爬上去。
If I turn on the headlight at night, I have to turn off the radio.
如果我晚上要打开大灯的话，我就必须要把收音机关掉。
I'm not kidding you. It really happened.
我不是开玩笑的，我的车真的是这样子的。
Wow, when I went to California last time.
Wow, 上一次我去了加州的时候。
Wow, these Chinese teenagers were.Driving BMW, Lexus, and Benz. You know what I'm talking about?
Wow, I saw those Chinese kids. They drive the cars BMW, Benz, 宾士跑马 You know what I'm talking about?
Life has suddenly changed.
生活好像都不一样了
In the past, if I have a prophet in the church, invite people to come, a lot of people will come.
在过去，如果教会举办这个好像自助餐这样子的聚餐的时候，很多人会来的。
It doesn't work in California anymore.
但是在加州这是没有用的。
I can tell you generally, the Chinese people are much richer than before, right?
我可以跟大家说，一般人现在都比过去更富有了。
Being rich in people's will.
大家都是很希望能够富有。
But what is the problem?
但问题是什么呢
？Very often the rich man was poor in God's will.
通常这样的时候，财主在神的眼中是贫穷的。
Verse 21.
21节。
But is not rich toward God.
在神面前却不富足。
The man has accumulated earth riches for himself.
这个人他积攒了许多地上的财富。
But he did not accumulate heaven riches before God.
但是他却没有积攒天上的财富在神面前。
He live in this world, own world, but not in God's plan.
他活在这个世界上，可是他没有活在神的计划里。
How could we see that he was poor in God's will?
我们怎么知道他在神面前是贫穷的呢
？He was a very self-centered person.
因为他是一个自我为中心的人。
Look at the rich man, what is in his mind?
看到。这里讲到这一个财主，他谈到多少我
？From verses 17 to 19.
从十七节到十九节。
My crops, my barns, my surplus grain, and myself.
我的田产，我的仓房，我的出产，我的灵魂。
I think it reflects many people's view today, being so self-centered.
其实这个也反映到很多人今天的看法，就是自我中心的看法。
You know, there's a new term that you didn't see 10 years ago.
在今天有一个新的词句是你十年前没有听过的。
You heard about the term selfie?
你听到那种自拍这样的词句吗
？You go and then, how can we do a selfie? You know, ourselves.
你出外的时候你怎么样自拍呢
？I went to Chinatown and people buy a certain thing, you know, extension, and then you go up there and then you can have a selfie.
我去中国城看到很多人都去买一条长长的可以把相机挂在上面然后你就可以 拍自己了
It's a me generation We focus on ourselves, right?
这是一个我的时代每一个人都只注重自己
I told you the story about my friend pastor friend who was in Chinatown
我跟你讲过一个故事我在中国城有一个牧师朋友
A beautiful lady wanted to make herself look good
有一个美丽的姑娘，她想要让自己更漂亮，看起来更漂亮。
So she was standing by the side mirror of my friend's car.
然后就站在我朋友的车子的旁边，去用她外面的那个后视镜。
She knew that the pastor was in the car.
她有看到我的那位牧师朋友就坐在车里面。
But she realized that the angle of the side mirror was not that quite right for her liking.
但是她自己却看到那一个后视镜的角度对她要来用并不是很方便。
So she adjusted the side mirror good enough to look at herself.
但是她自己就去转动那一个后视镜，让她自己可以看得清楚，可以打扮她的脸。
What is that? That's self-centeredness, right?
我们可以看到这是多么一个自我中心的人。
The rich man was self-centered.
这个财主是一个自我中心的人。
And he was greedy.
那他也是一个贪心的人。
Because she said, "Be on your guard against all kinds of greed."
因为十五节这里说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。
I thought only poor people would be greedy, but that's not true.
我以为是贫穷的人才会贪心，但是这并不是真的。
You know, it may not happen here, but in Asia.
或许在这里不会发生，但是在亚洲。
People like to have credit cards.
人们都希望有信用卡。
My mother got a cruise by applying to a credit card.
我妈妈，得到去游船参加游船的机会，是因为她申请一张信用卡。
Before that, okay. After I get the cruise, I will cancel my credit card and look for other offers.
他想说，我参加完那个游船以后，我就可以把取消我这一个信用卡，然后我就可以找其他的优惠的东西。
If she wants, she can go for a cruise every month.
如果他被抽到的话，他每个月都可以去参加游
船。She didn't need to go for this promotion. She didn't need this promotion.
哦，他并不需要这样子的一个优惠。
She said to me, why would I not get it when I get it legally?
他想说，如果我能够用合法的方式来拿到这东西，我为什么不要呢？
This rich person was greedy.
这一个财主是一个贪心的财主。
But the most problem is he has no family love.
但是最大的问题是他没有亲情。
Verse 13, teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me.
十三节说，夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家产。
Before Jesus told his parable,
在耶稣讲这个比喻之前
，A man wanted Jesus to help him to divide the family's inheritance with his brother.
这个人来请耶稣帮助他跟他的兄弟分家产。
I admire many Americans.
我很羡慕一些美国人。
They didn't want any trouble for the children.They don't want any trouble for the children.
他们都希望他们的孩子不会有任何问题。
Many people will not leave all the inheritance to their children. I think there's wisdom in it.
很多美国人不把他们的财产留给他们的子女，我想这是有一个是有智慧的。
I realize that very often the children fight because the father, the parents were so wealthy, right?
我发现很多兄弟，那些子女们在。争吵都是因为他们的父亲很富有，有很多的家产。
And they went to the court and they fight, and you can see money caused a lot of division in the family.
你会看到，就因为这个财产在家中引起很多的争吵，那些兄弟们为了家产在争斗。
What's the point when you are so rich but your family is so divided?
你是一个富有的人，但是你的家里充满了纷争，有什么好处呢？
I have a Chinese neighbor.
我有一个中国的邻居。
The father was a medical doctor, very famous medical doctor.
这个邻居的父亲，这个家庭的父亲是一个医生。
And then the mother was a researcher in Columbia University.
然后母亲是哥伦比亚大学的一个做研究的学者。
And they only have one son.
他们只有一个儿子。
He said, "Oh, we must give all the best for him."
这对夫妻想说，我们要把最好的留给我的儿子。
So the father has to travel to Connecticut from New Jersey to work.
这个父亲呢，从新泽西州要通车到康州去工作。
So during weekdays, he will not be home.
所以在周间，父亲都不在家。
And the mother would work very late and come home late at night.
那母亲工作也是很长的时间，晚上回到家都是很晚了。
They thought, "I'm going to work very hard to prepare a right future for the kid."
他们都想说，我们要很努力的工作，然后为我的孩子预备一个很美好的将来。
That's very admirable, desire.
这个是一个令人新鲜的一个心愿。
But then at the end, the son ran into trouble.
但是最后这个儿子出了问题。
We have good intention, but then, it didn't turn out in the way that they would like.
父母有很好的心意，但是这个结果却不是好的。
I would say, it's better to have a united family rather to be rich and divided.
我会说，宁愿一家和乐，而不愿意一家富足，但是却充满纷争。
Let have a family of love among us.
让我们都能够有爱在我们当中。
I ran across a story on September 17.
我在九月十七号那天读到一个故事。
There was a person who, besides loving the family, the thing that he loved most was his car.
有一个人，他除了他的家人以外，他最爱的就是他的车。
A 1993 Ford Mustang.
1993年的福特野马车。
But 17 years ago.
17年前
his wife was very sick.
他的妻子生病生得很严重。
He had to find money to pay the medical fees.
他必须要筹钱来付这些医药费。
There are two the decision before him, the wife or his master.
在他面前就是有一个决定，就是要选择他的妻子或是他的爱车。那个福特爷们。
It was a no-brainer. He would sacrifice his second love for his first love, right?
所以他就牺牲了他的第二爱，为他的最爱牺牲了他的第二爱。
But many years had passed.
过了多年。
17 years.
17年过了。
Now he was 47 years old.
他现在是47岁。
And the children thought about how to celebrate his 47th birthday.
他的孩子们在想说怎么样来庆祝他的47岁的生日。
Now the children have some money.
现在孩子们他们自己有一些钱了。
They went and find out where the 1993 Ford Mustang was and they bought it and gave it as a birthday present to his father.
这些孩子，他的孩子们四处去找他父亲当年卖掉的那一个福特野马车在哪里。后来他们找到了，他们就把这个车买回来，要当他父亲的47岁的生日礼物。
We may have many love in our life.
我们可能有在家中有许多的爱。
It's not a problem.
这个不是问题。
But if you ask yourself, what is your first love?
但是如果你问你自己，你的最爱是什么？
Is it God and your family?
是神吗？还是你的家人？
If it's God and your family, you will sacrifice all other love, your love for job,Your other hobbies, you know, for your first love.
如果是神或是你的家人，你会牺牲你其他的爱好，你所有的嗜好，为的就是你的最爱。
Life is unpredictable.
人生无常。
I thought I'm almost 60 years old. God willing, I'm very near to when my father died, 62.
我现在已经快要60岁了。如果神许可的话，我即将就会到了我父亲。当年过世的那个年纪了。
Most of my family members, except my mom, died around 60 years old.
我的家人当中，除了我妈妈以外，大部分的亲人都在60岁左右就过世了。
I can't think that I'm ready. I think I'm ready.
我在想说，我也预备好了。
But those who are young,
对这些年轻的人来说
，maybe like today, teenagers.
或许今天你是一个青少年。
But it's never too young to pass away.
但是今天从来都不会说你很年轻而不会遇到死亡的事情。
Two years ago, I was invited to visit a patient in a New York hospital.
两年前，我被邀请去探访一个在纽约医院的一个年轻人。
30 years old, young man.
30岁的年轻人。
He was the only grandchildren of one of the richest family in Indonesia.
他是在印尼，很富有的一个家庭里面唯一的一个儿子。
They went to the best cancer hospital possible in New York.
他们找到纽约最好的一家治疗癌症的医院。
They pay everything in cash.
他们用现金付所有的医药费。
They found the best medical treatment possible.
他们用心的找到所有最好的医疗治疗。
But one week before he passed away, I was told to go to him and share with him the gospel.
在他过世的前一个礼拜，我被邀请去跟他讲福音、传福音。
I pray very hard, God. You must save this person. You must help this person.
我一直为这个年轻人祷告，我跟神说：“神啊，求你拯救这个年轻人。”
So I talked to him.
所以我跟他谈话。
I thought I didn't do a very good job in sharing the gospel.
我想我做得非常好，我在跟他
传。I don't think I did a good job.
我不认为我在跟他传福音的时候我讲得很好。
But surprisingly.He answered the Christ.
但是很奇妙的，他却接受了基督。
He was going to die, but there was a peace in his heart.
他即将面临死亡，但是在他心里面有一份平安。
And I asked him, you know, God answered prayer. What would you like me to pray for you?
我跟他说，神是听祷告的神，你愿意我为你祷告什么吗？
I thought he must be praying for, oh, let the medical treatment work.
我在想，他可能会请我说，为他的医疗能够在他身上有效用来祷告。
But then he said, oh, I'm ready.
但是他就跟我说，我已经预备好了，我很有平安。
Then I asked him, "Is there anything you really want to pray for?"
那我就问他说，那还有没有什么事情你很想要我为你祷告的呢？
Yes, Pastor, I only have one thing.
他说是的，有牧师，我有一件事情。
May I pray for my parents?
请你为我的父母祷告。
Pray for their reconciliation with one another.
为我父母能够和好来祷告。
Wow, I was so touched.
哇，我心中非常的感动。
When somebody accepts Christ and they have this new birth in Christ, all he thought about is his family.
当一个人他接受了基督，他有这个基督里面的新生命的时候，他所想到的是他的家人。
Too young to die at 30 years old.
他在三十岁就要面临死亡，太年轻了。
The day I talked to him, the day after he was in a coma.
在我跟他讲话的第二天，他就进入昏迷状态。
But when I pray for him that day, I baptized him. I really feel that there was an eternal security in him.
但是当我跟他谈话的那一天，他接受了基督，我为他受洗，我相信那个永生的确据已经在他里面了。
And that's how it stimulated this passage in my mind for a long time.
所以这件事情让我能够想到今天这段信息。
What if there's no tomorrow?
如果没有明天的话。
For long Christians.
为所有还没有接受耶稣基督的人。
And even as Christians.
甚至是我们已经属基督的人。
Are we looking after our physical body as well as our soul?
我们是否来照顾肉身，也照顾我们的灵魂呢？
One degree or another, we try to look after our body.
多多少少，我们都会要来照顾我们的肉身。
But do not overlook your spiritual need.
但是却不要忽略了我们灵魂的需要。
I admit that sometimes preachers are boring.
我承认有时候我的讲道有一点点无聊。
But you know, come.
但是来。
Don't keep coming to church.
不要停止来教会。
You don't need to be a Christian to come to church.
你不需要成为一个基督徒才来教会。
Sometimes you may not hear much.
有时候你可能不会听到很多信息。
A story.
或是听到一些故事。
A joke.
或是听到一个笑话。
Or Bible words may stick in your mind for the rest of your life.
但是有时候这些东西或是一节圣经的经文，可能就会在你的心里面了。
And it helps you to focus on your spiritual need, not only your physical needs.
这些就可以帮助你去注意你灵魂的需要，而不单单是你肉身的需要。
If there's no tomorrow,
如果没有明天
，I won't just look after my temporary wealth.
我会只是去追求我短暂的今生。
I will look after life eternal riches.
但是如果没有明天的话，我会去。思想我身后永恒的富足。
Continue to prepare for this life.
我们需要不断的计划今生。
But beware that we have no control of our life's ending.
但是要记得，我们是连今夜也不能掌握的。
I tell you recently, I get stuck with YouTube. You know.
最近呢，我迷上了 YouTube.
I don't know why.
我不知道为什么。
I just get very interested in one particular kind of videos.
但是那里面有一种影片呢，就特别。让我有兴趣。
I hope it will not become addictive.
我希望我不会上瘾。
I type in instant karma. Instant karma. It is a kind of thing. It's like immediate justice, something like that.
我打一字就是马上有的公义或是审判。
It's about people who drive carelessly and they end up being taken by police.
那些影片都在讲到说有一些人开车不小心然后被警察抓了开罚单的一些事件。
And then I see that no matter how careful you are as a driver,
然后我在那些影片里面发现不管你开车多小心
you cannot avoid accidents, you really cannot.
你没有办法防止意外不发生。
And some videos are called stupid drivers.
有一些影片它讲那个名称叫做愚蠢的驾驶者。
And then I realized that we cannot control my ending.
然后我发现说，我们真的是连我们一天都没有办法掌握。
I come this morning just repair my car.
我今天早上来。
Just repair my car last week.
我上个礼拜刚修好我的车。
And then I realized that I cannot open my middle door.
然后我发现我中间的一段的门我打不开。
And I realized that somebody has hit my car and ran away. Somebody hit my car when I parked and ran away.
我发现当我在某一个地方停车的时候，有人撞了我的车，然后就跑了。
But sometimes we may get hit when I'm in the car. What will happen?
但是有时候我们是会人在车上，然后被撞的。
We have no control of our life's ending, right?
我们连一天的生命，我们自己都没有办法掌握。
We cannot carry our wealth into life after.
我们也没有办法把财富带进永恒。
Let's think about whether we're rich before people or are we rich before God?
让我们也来思想，我们是在人前丰盛，还是在神的面前富足。
We may or may not be wealthy in people's eyes.
我们可能在人的眼中并不是真的是富足的。
But we definitely don't want to be poor in God's will.
但是我们一定不想在神的眼中我们是贫穷的。
Christians or non-Christians alike.
基督徒或是不是基督徒都一样的。
I know is something that we Chinese don't want to hear.
我知道有一些事情是我们中国人不喜欢听到的。
We try to avoid.
我们尽量避免。
Sometimes we think it's impossible.
有时候我们认为说不可能的。
A reality. What if there's no tomorrow?
但事实上是，假如没有明天。
Are you sure of your future?
你对你的未来有把握吗
？Are you sure that you are being saved in Christ?
你是不是确定你在基督里得救了
？For Christians, are you sure that you have stored up riches in heaven?
对基督徒而说，你是不是确定你在天上积存的天上的财宝呢
？So, live as if you will be alive until you're 100 years old.
我们应该活得就好像说我们会活到100岁。
But prepare, what if you have no tomorrow? Tomorrow.
但是我们现在要准备，如果我们没有明天的话，我们当如何
？We need to have long-term plans. We have to prepare at every moment. We need to have long-term plans, but we also have to have the short-term awareness.
我们需要有长期的计划，但是我们也要认知到说短期可能会发生的事情。
So for those who are not non-Christians, I really urge you: don't wait. Take every opportunity.If you're not Christians yet, accept Christ when you can.
对我们当中还不是基督徒的人，我鼓励你们不要等待，抓住每一个机会，能够来接受耶稣基督。
A person said to me, "I will wait until the moment before I die, and then I will accept Christ."
有人跟我说，我会等到说我要死之前，我就会抓住那个时间。
And then I have enjoyed the world to the most, and then I have the guarantee for the life after.
所以在那之前呢，我可以享受这个世界，可是在我信快要死，然后我一信主的时候，我也可以拥有永生。
But being in Christ is not just about being rich to life after, but also if we have quality life in this when we're still alive.
但是我们在接受耶稣基督以后，不只是得到将来永远的好处跟永远的生命。事实上，我们接受耶稣基督之后，我们在今生可以活得很充实、很有富足的生命。
It can be as simple as like me shopping at supermarket.
可能就像我一样，那么简单去超市购物。
And help me to think.
那这件事情就帮助我思想。
The cashier meant it for good.
那个收银的姑娘，她的意思是好的。
But it has a very strong impact on me.
但是对我却有很大的影响。
Remember what she said?
你们还记得他对我说什么吗
？We have discount for seniors.
我们对长者有优惠。
And I really think that, you know, what am I going to do with my life?
因为这句话，我就很认真的在想，我要怎么样来使用我的生命。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。主，我们谢谢你，透过今天的经文，你再次打开我们的眼睛，能够看见，今生是短暂的，今生的一切都是有限的。还有一个永恒的生命，还有一个富足、丰富的将来的生命。主帮助我们，透过今天的经文，我们真是能够看见这样子的一个美好的画面，以致我们能够成为有智慧的人。我们要抓取的是永远的，不是短暂的。也让我们在今生生活的时候，因着主你的话语的引导，我们的眼目看见的不是短暂的，看见的不是眼前的。我们真是能够看得到永恒的，能够看到将来的。主也帮助我们的心真是有智慧，知道来选择那上好的，就是主你自己，以致我们能够懂得在你面前积存那将来的财富。主啊，让我们的生命不是为了今生来努力来浪费，让我们的生命能够因着我们愿意积存在主你面前的富足，我们在今生也能过着充满富足的一个生命，充满智慧，充满能力。求主你帮助我们，你引导我们每一个人，为我们当中还不认识你的朋友来祷告。主啊，求你开他们的心，主真的是认识那将来的生命是何等的平安、喜乐和富足。主让他们愿意来领受，愿意来接受。主求你打开他们的心，当他们愿意来亲近你，愿意来读你的话语的时候，他们就能够明白你话语的智慧。你话语的智慧也能够成为他们心里的能力，成为他们心里的喜乐和平安。谢谢你赐给我们今天这段经文，引导我们，也用你的话来祝福我们。我们将祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。